Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020-pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. I'm happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God was released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh of Kansas City Christian Faith Center, and welcome to our radio broadcast. And we will continue our teaching on the meaning and the importance of faith. Please open your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, and we will read our foundational scripture we have been using for this teaching. So if you have found Hebrews 11, please go to verse number 6. And it says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him, God, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." Amen. I am totally convinced that in terms of priority, faith is the number one subject one must have an understanding and meaning of in order to be a successful and obedient follower of Christ. Faith is not a fad, but is constant in its application. Your faith is the conduit that opens the door or releases all of your covenant promises given to us by our Heavenly Father. Now, please go to the book of Habakkuk. The book of Habakkuk, chapter 2. And we will read verse number 4. And it says, "Behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just are those that have been declared righteous shall live by faith." Now, please turn to the book of Romans, chapter 1. The book of Romans, chapter 1. I said before, faith is not a fad. Romans chapter 1, we read verse 17. And it says, "For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just are those that have been declared righteous shall live by faith." And finally, since you end the book of Romans, go to chapter 10, and we will read verse number 8. And it says, "But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth, in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach." We see that faith is a lifestyle, and those of us who have been declared righteous or born again believers, you can grow from faith to different levels of faith, beginning with little faith all the way to great faith. Faith is always in the present tense. It is always now. Faith requires action. So the simplest meaning that we have been using for this teaching on the meaning and the importance of faith is, faith is acting on what you believe. Faith is acting on what you believe. Now, we like to continue our teaching from last week so we can be consistent in our teaching. So please open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17. And we will begin with verse number 14 through 16. And I will begin reading. And when they had come to the multitude, a man came to him, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and suffers severely, for he often falls into the fire and often into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. But now think with me for a moment. Verse 16 says, so I brought him to your disciples. That was action. He brought to his disciples his child. He must have brought his son because he believed that the disciples could do something to help his son. Otherwise, he never would have brought his son to them. That was action. Amen. Now let's look at verse 16 through 20. 16. So I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. Verse 17. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me. Verse 18. And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. The disciples came to Jesus privately and said, or asked, why could we not cast him out? So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief. For surely I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. Now, I'd like you to notice in verse 19, again it says, then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, or asked, why could we not cast it out? Now that was a question asked of Jesus, was it not? Now look at verse number 20. Jesus says to them, because of your unbelief. So the question was asked, why could we not cast out the demon? And Jesus simply said, because of your unbelief. That was the answer to their question as to why they could not cast out the demon. Now, where is the action part here? Number one, the man brought his child to the disciples. And number two, the disciples did not do anything. They failed to act, but Jesus did not. Their failure to act did not change the circumstances of the child, but Jesus' action did. Now, verse 18 says, and Jesus rebuked the demon. That is an action. Now, I want you to notice something here. It says here that Jesus rebuked the demon. That means we don't fight the demon. We just rebuke him with the word of God. And he must go. Amen. So just keep that in mind. Don't be out there fighting the devil. Oh, well, I'm going to have battle with the devil. No, you don't have to have battle with him. The victory is already won through Christ Jesus. Just rebuke him and he will go. So he did it. So faith is an action. Now there is another great and powerful truth. Look at verse number 19. It says, then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not cast it out? They, the disciples, asked the question, why they could not do it. Did they not? Now, I want you to understand this truth. So let me demonstrate it with an object lesson, which I believe will be a blessing to you. So here is the object lesson. I go to my primary doctor and I say, Mr. Johnson or Dr. Johnson, I have a serious problem. My mind is giving me some real challenges. I do not understand why I cannot get pregnant. Would that be a stupid question for me to ask as a male to ask a doctor that question? Of course. And why? Because males cannot get pregnant. Now, here is my point. The very fact that the disciples asked Jesus why they could not cast out the demon means that they could have cast it out, because they could have done it if they had did it, but they didn't do it. Because if they could have not have cast it out, they would have not known they could not, and would have not asked a stupid question like, how come I cannot cast the out, or how come I cannot get pregnant? The very fact that they asked why they could not mean that they knew that they could. But for some reason, this time it did not work. The disciples had the authority to do that. If they knew that they could not do it, they would have known that, because they did not have the ability or the authority. But they had the authority, because in the 10th chapter of Matthew, please go there, Matthew chapter 10, verse number 1, Jesus gave them the authority. So let's look at it, Matthew 10 and 1, and it says, now when he had called the 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of diseases. So they know they had the authority to do it. They had the authority and they had the ability. But for some reason, this time it did not work. So they asked, why could we not cast it out? Notice what Jesus did not say. He did not say, because you do not have the ability or the authority. Did you pick up on that? He did not say that you did not have the ability or the authority. He simply said, because of your unbelief. So that means if they had believed it and acted on it, they could have cast the demon out. It was obvious from the fact that Jesus cast out the demon that it was the will of God for the demon to go. But today, people would have said, Pastor so-and-so did not cast out the demon. So that means it was not God's will, because if it was God's will, the demon would have gone. Not if you're not operating in faith, that demon would not have gone. If you're operating in unbelief, then faith is not present. So it was God's will, though, for them to cast out that demon, but they were not operating in faith. Jesus told them, when they asked the question, why could we not cast him out? And Jesus simply said, because of your unbelief. Anytime there's unbelief present, faith is not there. You have to remember that. Just maybe you could be having the wrong person praying for you. That's why you have to be careful when you get people praying for you. You have to make sure that that person is operating in faith and is on your level or above in terms of their knowledge on faith. Now, let's look back at verse 20 to 21. And it says, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Verse 21. However, this kind does not go except by prayer and fasting. Now, fasting does not cast out demons. I want you to understand that. Fasting does not cast out demons. It's the word of God that casts out demons. Please don't get into an argument or debate with people about the statement. Verse 21, it says, however, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting, because they do not know, and I certainly do not know. It does not seem to fit the situation, because if you think about it, if it was fasting that cast out demons, just praying and fasting, then the Hindu ought to be able to cast out more demons than any Christian ever thought about casting out. Their whole life is a life of fasting to the point of skin and bones. And if fasting is going to do it, then what would be, that would be a work of the flesh, wouldn't it? The demons would be going out on the basis of some work you perform by fasting and denying your flesh. Am I right? Then you would have to have a chart or list of all the different type of demons on your wall. And you would have to know how many fast days you have to put in to cast out what kind of demon. Besides, that most people cannot even miss one meal, let alone one day without fasting. The demons could end up killing the person while you are trying to fast for 2 days. Demons are cast out by the word. Period. Amen. There are other scriptures where it says that he casts out the spirits with his word, not with his fasting. If you read the four Gospels, you will find out many kinds of demons. There are unclean spirits, blind spirits, and deaf and dumb spirits. Some people Jesus ministered to could not talk or hear. But when the spirit was cast out, their tongue was loosed, and they spoke. So how many days do you fast for a dumb or deaf spirit? One thing for sure, Jesus' answers to their question is consistent with biblical principle when he said, because of your unbelief, meaning their failure to act in faith. Remember, I told you, faith is the conduit that unlocks all your covenant promises given to us by our Heavenly Father. Amen. Remember, they had the authority to do so, but they did not. For some reason, they just did not. Now, here's another very important lesson. Even when you have the authority of God, if you do not exercise faith, it is still not going to work for you. Let me repeat that. Even when you have the authority of God, if you do not exercise faith, it is still not going to work for you. Authority has to be exercised. A police officer has been given authority to arrest or apprehend criminals. That's his job. Am I correct? Well, here's a scenario. He can stand right in front of a store, see a criminal go inside, rob the store, walk out of the store, and walk right past you, and you look at him in the eyes and say hello. That criminal can get into his car and drive away if the police officer does not exercise his authority. Now, his authority would be to stop that criminal from robbing the store. And if he didn't do that, at least stop him or apprehend him after he came out of the store. But he has to act on his authority. Just because he has the authority does not arrest the criminal. He has to act on that authority. And that's what faith is, acting on your authority or acting on what you believe. Faith is acting on what you believe. Now, in all these scriptures, the revelation is here that faith is acting on what you believe. Now, go to Matthew 23, the book of Matthew 23. And we're going to read verse 23. And Jesus is speaking. He says, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithes of mint and anise and cumin." Underline the word pay, because that's going to be important. Underline the word pay. It says, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithes of mint and anise and cumin." Now, underline the word pay. Is pay a belief or an action? You cannot get that credit card payment satisfied by believing, can you? Or you cannot get that credit card bill in the mail, open the envelope, and say, "I believe it is paid." You can't do that. Now, you can say that, but you won't get it paid. You better send those people some money. Pay is an action. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. Pay is an action, not just a belief. Now, notice again in verse 23, it says, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithes of mint and anise and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice." Now, justice is something that has to be exercised. It's something that has to be exercised. You cannot just believe justice into being. You have to do something to demonstrate justice. Justice is an action. Now, mercy must be demonstrated also. Another example is mercy. You cannot just believe mercy into existence. Mercy has to be demonstrated. It is demonstrated by action. How does one demonstrate mercy? Let's say you owe someone $1,000, and that person tells you, "If you don't pay me my money by tomorrow, I am going to have you arrested and put in jail." Well, you certainly don't want to go to jail, so you beg him to have mercy on you. "Please, sir, have mercy on me." That person tells you, "No, I am going to have you arrested. I want my money." You get on your hands and knees and tell him, "My wife and children are going to be lost if I go to jail." Finally, after pleading your case with him for several minutes with him, he tells you, "Okay, I'm going to forgive your debt." He has mercy on you by relinquishing the debt that you owed him. That is an action, right? Mercy has to be demonstrated in some way. It is an action. Now, let's go back to Matthew 23 and 23. And it says, "And mercy and faith." So faith has to be an action, just like mercy and just like justice. Notice justice. in that same verse 23, these you ought to have done, not believe. It says here in verse 23, I want you to notice this. It says, these you ought to have done, not believe. Let me repeat that. It says, these you ought to have done, not believe. But these you ought to have done. That is an action. I am correct, am I? Or am I hallucinating? When you do something, that is action. The scripture tells us in Matthew 23, now notice, in the same verse, it says, these you ought to have done, not believed. If you believed it, nothing would happen. But you have to have some action. And that action is acting on what you believe. Now, we're still talking about action. We haven't finished yet. So please turn to Mark chapter 10. Well, you know what? I'm just about out of time. But please return next week as we will continue our teaching on the importance and the meaning of faith. But please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. It says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.